Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
March Madness. Yeah, March Madness. We're here. God, we have a lot to get to, guys. I don't even know where to begin. I know I say this every pod, but I guess we got to start with the QBs, right? I mean, is that the thing?
That is the news of the day. So
I know
we got to start with the Giants, who, since they actually signed someone, you know,
yeah,
Jets is just like crazy rumors right now.
Correct. Yeah. May as well. Daniel Jones, 4 years. Well, what's the actual deal?
4 years, $160 million, 82 of it guaranteed.
82?
Yep.
Yeah. And then there's also incentives that it could increase by another $35 million. So it could be
200.
Oh, the upside.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be a 200, but I think those incentives are if he wins like MVP or wins a Super Bowl or something like that. But.
Yeah, if he hits the incentives, that probably means he's worth it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. You guys, I know, aren't too excited about it, right? I mean,
I'm going back and forth on it because it's one of those situations where I don't have an answer. Because on one hand, my whole thing is, if he wanted 40, right, or above 40, I think his starting point was 45. I think he's worth 25, right? But this is the mark. Yeah, I really do. I don't think he's worth, you know, I don't even think he's worth a tag. Because we're still talking about a guy that he had a good season. I can't even say he had a very good season. He threw 15 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he ran for 7 of them. Great. But still, I mean, come on. The yards weren't high. He had a good season. The Giants won a lot. And it wasn't expected. So, of course, the stock is high. But I just don't, to me, I don't understand why they didn't just give him the tag. If he wanted 40, then you only pay him 32. I guess I do get it because $32 million goes on your cap as opposed to, I think, 19 is going this year. That I think that's where I'm conflicted because what are we supposed to do kind of thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so the cap hit this year is good. I think that's probably the only good thing about the contract to me. If it was me, like, if you want to win consistently in the NFL, like, you either have a quarterback on like a rookie deal or you have like one of the top four guys. Anything else, and you're kind of stuck in the middle. So we just paid Daniel Jones. He's the ninth guy to ever get $40 million annually in the NFL. So they're paying him to be like, what are the expectations of this guy now? Has he ever, like, since he's been here, the Giants have been in the bottom 10 on offense every year. So I just don't know what, like, okay, now is he just going to transform into this guy that's going to throw 40 touchdowns next year? Like, I don't really see it. Like, I understand.
How about 30?
Yeah, let's get 30. Let's get 25. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I like him. Don't get me wrong. I like the number this year just because they could add some pieces. But I think, listen, they went 9-7-1. Like, 6 of those games are coin flips. If you lose 2 of those games and you don't get the playoff game, then we're having a totally different conversation. So I just think this is a huge mistake. I think the Daniel Jones agent and his whole team is probably doing backflips because they pulled this off. But they paid an average QB elite money, and maybe it'll even out in a couple of years when the other quarterbacks get paid. But you're still gonna have Daniel Jones at a huge number. So I don't know.
And I hate this because me and Adam we don't like this, so we're talking bad about the deal. But realistically, we have to root for this guy, right? Like, I'm going to root. I hope I am so wrong. I hope I'm dead wrong on all of this. But those are great points Adam just made. Like, we could have went 0-6 in the division. Like, arguably, we shouldn't have tied Washington. the first game, and we shouldn't have beat them the second game. So they should have been 0-6. So you're talking about a guy that's, you know, this year he was good, but in terms of health, but he's injury prone. He should have gone 0-6 in the division, and they played a weak cupcake schedule, right? And I know he didn't have any wide receivers, but still, man, he threw 15 touchdowns. Why are we paying him $40 million?
Yeah, and I keep coming back to, like, it, like I'm just going to throw one name out. So Hendon Hooker from Tennessee is a quarterback, okay? You could probably get him in the second round. He's probably going to make $800,000 this year. Can you get 70% of what Daniel Jones has given you so far out of Hendon Hooker with this staff who we trust to develop quarterbacks because of what they did with Josh Allen, and then spend the rest of that money to build up the roster? Because now it's a situation where if you look at the Eagles, they have the best roster in the league because their quarterback makes so little money. So how do you, like, over the next 2 to 4 years, how do you pass the Eagles? I don't see it happening. So is it a situation where maybe you're just rooting for an injury, or you're just trying to sneak in the wild card and get hot? I don't know.
Yeah.
The one sliver of hope that I do have is, you know, Joe Shane, Dable, these guys know football infinity amount more than I do, right? So maybe they really do have this belief that they can turn Daniel Jones into Josh Allen and have that same success and really move forward with him, because they didn't give him the fifth year option, right? Which means they came into this season prepared to let him walk. And obviously the season played out and they won a playoff game, and now they did a complete 180 and gave him the bag. So I hope maybe they really do believe he's the guy, and they think we're just like scratching the surface of his potential.
Yeah. And you know.
Yeah, those are smart guys. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if you can compare him to like a Jalen Hurts per se, but, you know, both big mobile quarterbacks who have a shitload of talent around them. So maybe they look at Daniel Jones like, hey, we'll get this guy talent. If they can afford it now, get this guy talent around him, and maybe he will be one of those elite quarterbacks. Maybe that's what they're gambling on. I don't know.
And also, I think if you think about Daniel Jones, and you try to think historically, like, what's a good comparison for Daniel Jones? Like, to me, like, his ceiling is Alex Smith, and that's like a guy that nobody wanted to pay. You know what I mean? So, I just don't understand why this happened, but hopefully, like Josh said, hopefully we're wrong, and he just blows up and he's an MVP candidate next year.
The real loser in all of this, I think, no matter what they did, even if they tagged him, the loser in this would have been Saquon Barkley, because now they didn't use the tag on Jones, they used it on Barkley. He's getting paid $10.1 million for 1 year, and this guy, to me, is 10 times a football player than Daniel Jones is. You know, it's kind of not fair just because he plays running back. He gets the shit end of the stick. But, he was offered 12 and a half at the peak when he was at his best this season. And then he slowed down. He rejected that deal, then slowed down. And now he's taking 10.1. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that 12 and a half is still on the table. My guess is they work something out and get him back to that number, but it stinks, because if you let Saquon Barkley, like, running backs, they just replace you. You're a dime a dozen now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we'll see the way the rest of the free agency pans out. They desperately need wide receivers. They need wide receivers, and they need to use the rest of the money to shore up the corners and really pad the defense, because the depth isn't there.
Yeah, a lot of needs. Paul, you were going to say something?
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking of, they were kind of damned if they didn't, damned if they don't, because who would they look to get as a quarterback if they didn't give Jones the money?
Garoppolo. Yeah, but my thing would have been just get a guy at a rookie scale deal, and not even in the first round. Get a second, third rounder. Like, you see, like, a lot of this is – so much of this is situation-based, where you look at a team like San Francisco and they plug in – who did they plug in last year? Brady – Broy – what was his name again?
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy comes in as Mr. Irrelevant. Like, that's a great situation. I'm not saying you're going to get that kind of production, but I mean, if you build up the line with that money, grab a couple receivers with that money, and you still have Barkley there, I think you could probably game manage your way to the same kind of record and the same kind of production at quarterback with a guy that's making, you know, 1/15th or 1/20th what Barkley's going to make. I mean, what Jones is going to make. But I guess we'll see. You know, hopefully they're paying him for what he's going to do, not for what he's done. So that's right. That's one good thing.
It seems like, I mean, it's 4 years and it's a lot of guaranteed money. So I don't think they'd really be able to get out of that contract after a year or two, right? It seems like it's going to be, for better or worse, he's going to be there for four years.
Here's the thing. Like, if they say they just franchise tagged him this year and then say he had a decent year again and they franchise him again, they would have paid, I think, two franchise tags in a row. It would have came out to $72 million. He got $82 million. But the thing is, all of that money goes towards the cap. Like, right now, mm-hmm. they could structure this so that only, like, this year, only $19 million goes on the cap as opposed to $32 million. And then next year, it would have been, you know, $40 million.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree. They were screwed either way.
What do you think? What do you think the mood is of the Giant fan base in general? You think they support it, or is it kind of just like half and half, like you guys are?
Well, yeah, I think they're happy to have both the guys back.
Well, I'll tell you, we know. Shouts to Bobby Broadway. He's elated, ecstatic right now.
There's a lot of Daniel Jones truthers out there that keep saying if you get this guy the right situation, he's going to be Josh Allen. I follow a lot of Giants fans that think Daniel Jones is actually better than Josh Allen, and better than if you swap him with Jalen Hurts, he would put the same numbers. I'm a little bit skeptical. I guess I kind of want to see it first, but I guess we'll see what happens.
My theory has always been, even if you surrounded Daniel Jones with the talent, I don't think Daniel Jones is talented enough to make those throws. Meaning, like, you know, yes, for as great as Tyreek Hill is, right, Patrick Mahomes is still so talented to get him the ball in the right place to allow him to make those plays. You know what I mean? And I don't know if Daniel Jones is that skilled.
Yeah, I almost agree with you. I almost think he looked a little better than he would with more talent, just because, like, now, because of the situation he was in, like, they're like, okay, we're going to run this option, like, where you're going to be carrying the ball, like, in these massive games, like carrying it for 70, 80 yards, and all of a sudden this guy looks like Cam Newton at his apex, you know, for stretches. So if they get a you know, competent receiving core around him, it's going to be interesting to see, like, how they change the offense.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's strange. I think he looks better with worse talent. Meaning, when he gets the good talent, I don't think he's going to look as good. But I hope I'm dead wrong. We'll see.
So Robert Griffin III, I'm on Twitter right now. He has a tweet. Lamar Jackson, 45-16 record. Daniel Jones, 21-32-1. They're both, well, Lamar's 26. Danny is 25, so about the same age. Lamar won MVP. Daniel Jones, 0 MVPs. Lamar, 101 passing touchdowns. Daniel Jones, 60 passing touchdowns. Lamar, 24 rushing touchdowns. Danny Jones, 12 rushing touchdowns. If teams don't want Lamar, why were the Giants afraid they'd want Daniel Jones?
That's another good point, because it's like, who are the Giants bidding against? Like, at what point are you just like, okay, like $40 million a year. Okay, Daniel Jones, go get 35 somewhere and we'll match it. Like, who's offering him that? Who's offering even 120, 140 before we even get to the 160, you know?
So, yeah, why wouldn't they put the exclusive tag on him like the Ravens did? Like, hey, go see what the market's going to pay you and then we can match it. If not, we'll let you walk and we get two first round picks.
Yeah, that would have made a lot of sense too. That's what I was hoping for, but there
has to be some kind of downside on that too, though. I don't think because then everybody would just do that on all their players. I don't know.
I think the Giants were just kind of like, I think the Giants really wanted Jones back. I think they believe in him. So I that's the one good thing. I think the front office really believes in him. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I trust the front office. But listen, Robert Griffin saying that, though, it's kind of like you're presenting these – you can shape statistics and all these facts any way to feed your kind of opinion, right? The huge difference is Lamar Jackson wants $250 million guaranteed dollars, right? Yeah. Like, he got offered $150 guaranteed and didn't take it, right? So they're basing everything off of what Deshaun Watson got, which his deal is absolutely ridiculous. You can't do that.
Yeah,
it's a good point. That's a good point.
You know, Lamar Jackson should get a contract. He should probably get a big one because I think he's really, really awesome. But you can't compare, you know, the situation with Daniel Jones and Lamar Jackson. I don't know. You know, let's talk about that. What's going to happen with Lamar Jackson?
It's weird, right?
Collusion. Collusion.
It's weird. Like, we see the list of teams who aren't going to be pursuing him. Half of them, I thought he'd land on. And obviously, we'll get to the Jets and the Rodgers saga. They seem all in. So I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be a surprise team at this point, right, with Lamar?
I think now he's definitely going back to Baltimore.
Or you think it's that? Okay. After all this,
yeah. I think we went through this a couple of podcasts ago where we were talking about like who's actually starting a quarterback for a lot of these teams. I think somebody's going to just show up and be like, okay, this is it. Like maybe it's Tampa. You know, like I think someone's going to come out of the woodwork and be like, okay, we're gonna take a shot at this,
or like the Pats or something. Yeah,
yeah.
They should. I mean, teams should. It makes no sense how. I think the Atlanta Falcons retweeted a report saying, you know, that they're not pursuing Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's really wild.
That's just odd to me.
Yeah,
and
very wild.
all these teams within like the first hour came out saying like, we're not going after him. Like, who asked you first of all?
I know.
And why are you making that public like that?
Yeah, why they couldn't wait to volunteer that information?
Right.
It is bizarre. Yeah.
So
I think definitely the owners are working together to say, hey, we're coming together and we're not paying this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that Deshaun Watson deal, I think the owners are so pissed at the ownership for doing that.
What did Watson get guaranteed? 200.
I think he got the whole thing.
Everything.
The whole thing. Insane.
The whole thing is guaranteed.
So what? What was his deal? 300? 350?
Like 250. I think 250. Something like that.
250.
So Lamar wants more. And guess what? If Deshaun Watson got that after, you know, 38 massages lawsuits going on, and, you know,
yeah,
he has every right to be like, all right, but, you know, okay, pay me more.
But listen, if no owner will do that, say that's the one-off. It's kind of like in the NBA, the Rudy Gobert trade, right? No owner is going to sign off on a trade giving up that much, right? Then the market's changed, and I don't think yeah. Lamar Jackson's unlucky, right? Like,
yeah, it sucks.
Bad timing, and he's also representing himself. He doesn't have an agent, which is not doing him any favors.
Yeah, I think his mom is representing him.
Yeah,
maybe part of that might be the injury thing too. I think you know, last couple of years he's missed a lot of games, so I think maybe that's probably like a red flag.
This year he could have came back earlier, but I think they knew that this was all coming ahead, so they said, you know, let's rest.
Yeah,
get healthy. Good point too.
But he might like play hardball too if he doesn't get offers in Baltimore. Like, kind of lowballs him. He may not accept. Who knows? Could he be a type of guy who just sits out a year? It's possible, right?
Damn! In his prime, that sucks.
Did he ever get a contract? Like, did he make money to just sit out?
I think this. No, is he on? No, I think he got. This is the would be
he
the
got
second
tagged.
Year. Yeah, he, this would be the second year for his tag.
Yeah, he's drafted the same year as Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
so I think what happened is I'm pretty sure that's the same draft, but I'm not sure exactly.
No, it's 1 year before.
Yeah,
it's like one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I think you're right. So, yeah, you're right.
The Barkley like tagged. He can't get tagged again. This is the last year that he can get tagged.
Right.
So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting.
Let's say so the Jets, right? Like, what would you offer him in guaranteed?
Shit. I mean,
well. Let's talk about that proposed trade. I don't know who posted that I sent last night. What was it? The 13th pick this year, the 43rd pick this year, their first round pick next year, and like a second round pick next year or whatever. So
Paul, you have to do all that and pay him, right?
Right, yeah. Right. So Paul and I were in agreement. Do that deal. Fuck it. Why not? We love Lamar. But then, yeah, but then you got to pay him the money. I mean, the Jets are kind of, they don't need a lot. They're kind of ready to go. So maybe you don't worry about it now. Worry about it later. I don't know. Paul, you're better with the money than me. What do you think?
I mean, I'd give him 200. I would say like, all right, what? Throw out Watson, and then I'd give him something. I'd pay him like a top five quarterback, maybe like similar. Also, like Kyler Murray, he got overpaid as well too.
Yeah,
you know,
yep, another bad one.
So it throws a wrench into everything. But
yeah,
give him like 225.
That fully that guaranteed,
right? Yeah,
fully guaranteed 225.
Not fully. Probably like. I don't know.
There's got to be stipulations, incentives, all that crap, right? I mean, they got to. It's football.
How much are contracts normally guaranteed for a player? Like 75%, 50%? What is it? Like, I don't even know.
I feel like it's 50.
50, yeah.
Yeah, this day and age, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I give him like a little over 200. I mean, because you're also giving up compensation for him, too.
If you're the Jets, would you ever give all that up and have Lamar Jackson, or give up probably what's going to be way less and get Rodgers?
I do. Man, it's
well,
so
that's
tough.
that's a good pivot here. So let's just act like this Rodgers trade is going to happen, kind of like when we were doing the pod, a month ago or a few weeks ago. Well, I guess it is a month ago now with Durant trade happening. We kind of called it that it was going to happen, but it hadn't happened yet, and then it happened overnight. It's probably what's going to happen with this Rodgers thing, right?
Right.
So yeah, the deal's probably going to be half of what I just said with the Lamar deal, maybe? I don't know, which I'm fine with. Obviously, we're going to be excited. Paul and I are going to be excited, right, for Rodgers, but you got to win now. You got 2 years, basically, right?
And 2 years, yep.
2 years. And it's going to be the circus. You know, would they have one national game this season? Oh, forget it. We're going to be fucking every Sunday night game, every Monday night. We're going to have, like, half our games are going to be national games now. So,
yeah.
A lot of pressure. It's going to be the circus.
Bring it on.
No, I mean, obviously I'm all for it. I heard his girlfriend... Who's he dating these days? Is it an actress or anyone like this?
Yeah, I think it is.
Some really? Young
Shailene Woodley?
No, they split. He's with some new chick who's like really young, I think.
Rachel Nichols?
No.
Rachel Nichols, wow. What's going on, Rachel?
What happened
Nichols
to her?
These days?
What happened to her?
I saw her.
She works for Showtime.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, nice.
Because she was on Up in the Smoke. Pod was that Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes?
Yeah, yeah.
She was talking. Matter of fact, real quick on that, I watched like a real just like a clip of that interview or podcast. Dude, you know ESPN was like spying on her in her hotel room. I don't remember that.
Yeah, they did some like weird stuff with her.
Like she talks about it. She's like, yeah, they were like spying on me. They had like a video camera on me. They were listening in on my phone calls. That's how she got exposed with the whole Maria what's her face thing.
Taylor, yeah,
fucked up.
They must have really not liked her.
I mean, ESPN, I mean, we could go on for days about that fucking network. But anyway, back to, so Rodgers. So Jets contingent. Who are you thinking? Joe, Douglas?
It said it's Hackett.
Oh,
Joe,
okay.
Sala and Woody.
So the Fantastic Four flew out to California to woo him, I guess. God, would I love to be a fly on the wall. I could just see them at like his like house, like one of his mansions, whatever. And he's like barefoot, you know, just popped a chocolate, like a mushroom chocolate. You know, he's really feeling it. Like he's got some candles lit, you know, a bongo. I don't fucking know.
So, do you think they're convincing him to come play for the Jets, or he's like telling them? Well, I want to retire, and this is like what I'm thinking about. And they're like, it's very conflicting of whether it's Does he want to come to the Jets? Does he want to play again? Like, what's going on with the Green Bay?
I'd like to think that A.A. Ron is a environmentalist, so to speak. So the waste, a plane ride, a private jet, 3,000 miles, just to tell them no thanks. You know, right? I mean, this is like happening. It has to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I would bet anything that Rodgers is a Jet tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's all semantics now. They're just ironing out details like with the contracts, the compensation, process of like, how he fits. Like, what do you want to know about us? Like, where you're going to live? Like, what our day-to-day operations are like? It has to happen.
Yeah.
So Rodgers had pretty much his worst year last year. He had 26 touchdowns, 12 picks. He was like 65%, 3,600 yards. That would have been Daniel Jones' best year.
And yeah, that would have been the Jets' best year since
And he didn't have. And everyone talks about the Giants' situation at receiver. I don't know who. The Packers had Randall Cobb,
Lazar.
Lazard. I don't know.
They had Christian Watkins, the rookie. But exactly.
He was good.
Yeah. No.
I could go on for an hour about how stupid the fucking Green Bay Packers are with how they run their organization. But, I think it's a done deal. I thought it was a done deal when they hired Hackett.
It felt that way.
Yeah.
Felt that way. Absolutely.
And they were interviewing like 20 guys for that job. And when he was selected, he kind of came out of nowhere. I said, oh, this is happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be, again, it's going to be, you know, the spotlight's going to be on the Jets. You know, it's going to be almost like, like the Rex Ryan years and all that, but like even more so. So we'll see. Maybe do they get Hard Knocks now? I'm sure HBO is going to be begging them. It's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're eligible.
It's going to be fun.
I think they're going to be scary. I think they're going to be really good.
No, of course. Yeah. Of course. But there's a lot of pressure now.
I had Aaron Rodgers as my backup in fantasy to Lamar, and then Lamar, of course, got hurt, and I had to play Aaron Rodgers, and he was like very mediocre, but I also think he was done with Green Bay before the season even started. I read reports that he came in not, you know, he wasn't really that motivated to play and stick around with Green Bay. He came in kind of out of shape. I think they described him as having more. His body wasn't tight or something like that. It was a weird phrasing that they used. And he had nobody to throw to, and the defense was terrible. So I think he just kind of got through the season. But a couple of years ago, they said he was done, and then he won two MVPs. So, I think he can really elevate the Jets.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson.
If ever there was a plug and play, right? Like just get just what does this team need? Like the Jets are really perfect except for one position, and then you plug Rodgers in. So
yeah. Garrett Wilson's going to be like top fantasy guy now.
And that's going to make veteran free agents want to come here for cheap too. They're going to take deals to come here.
Yeah, yeah. You were saying,
and I know. You guys definitely don't want to hear it and are not interested. Even my brother's not interested when I bring it up. But I think it's great for Zach Wilson.
No, I'm cool with that.
I actually agree.
If Rodgers comes here, wins a title, miraculously, right? And, hands it off to Zach Wilson after learning from Rodgers for 2 years. And then he's the quarterback for, decade. It's not going to happen, but
Zach Wilson should have been holding the clipboard this entire time. He should have never fucking saw the field.
Yeah.
But this,
sure.
But maybe it's a reset now.
Yeah.
Know? Yep.
Rodgers was like his idol, I guess, his favorite player. They bonded.
They're friends. Like, he has some relationship with Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, they bonded, didn't they? Was it 2 years ago? Training camp? The Jets and Packers. Had a didn't they like practice together before a preseason game, like for a few days? Right?
Maybe.
They're cool.
They had like a collaboration, these teams like they'll collab with like another team. So they did that with the Packers, and that's another connection, that this Jets regime has to Rodgers too. I didn't really think about that until talking about this right now. And then Yeah, to see the Jets come into Lambeau and beat their ass this season. I mean, you know, I think this is definitely happening. It's probably happening overnight. And I'm you know, it's not like I'm going to be, you know, I'll probably have the same reaction. Like, I'm obviously very excited about this. But, you know, just got to watch with caution. So, but that's this league, right? Injuries and whatnot.
I'll be really happy for you guys. I think that the team is really set up everywhere else. And you're going to have a more than above average quarterback coming in. And he's an adult in the room. He's a leader. I think it'll be, if it happens, it'll be really good. I think it will happen. I'm hoping.
Just can't be worse. Can't be worse, man. Can't be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, and if it doesn't happen, complete disaster, obviously. I mean, just complete disaster. I just don't, at this point, I'll be shocked if it doesn't. So,
Do you think they even offered Carr a deal and were, like, we're really pushing for him to sign?
I don't think so.
Or no?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think Carr was the runner-up. I think they were like, hey, if Rodgers is going to retire, we're going to sign you. And then they got word that Rodgers was going to come back and be a Jet. And they were like, okay, you might as well go pursue that other gig in New Orleans because we're going to end up with Rodgers. So I think they know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think because Carr, they said he was speaking with, what is it, the guy that the Jets got from Tennessee, Downing?
Yeah.
Who was like his quarterback coach in Oakland. They were talking to each other Sunday night and Monday morning. So, you know, he clearly had a lot of interest in them. I think he, like New York, had a, you know, out of all the teams, which is crazy to think that, you know, the Jets are becoming like, you know, a team that people want to play for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
No, you know, I was just grunting because, like, Derek Carr just got, what, 35? Geno Smith got 38. All, like, Derek Carr is better than Daniel Jones, and Geno Smith is probably better than Daniel Jones. But Daniel Jones gets 40? All right, I'm off.
Just can't let it go. I love it.
I feel like I'm crazy.
I know.
Listen, I don't want to sit here next year and look at Daniel Jones, and he's got 2,900 yards and 19 touchdowns, and the Giants are 8-9. Like, that's going to be aggravating.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Seems very – I don't know.
Who do they play next year? AFC East and –
AFC East.
Like, and do they play, like, are they set with another NFC?
AFC East and AFC West, I believe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we have the third or fourth hardest schedule in the NFL now.
Yikes.
Okay. Yeah, and that division, man, I don't know. Like, if Washington can do anything to improve, they're going to be tough as well.
They were the same team as the Giants. They just got they had a couple lucky bounces.
Yep.
Pretty much. And then, Juice, you were mentioning, you know, Rodgers loves the Indian food. You know,
Wait till he
gets a hold of Edison, which.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's like the whole city. It's like little India.
It is. So he's gonna love that. Florham Park's not too far from there.
And hopefully you can get him some really nice golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
He's big into golf, so.
Yeah, there's a ton. There's a ton. If he wants to go out in the wilderness, I mean, Western Jersey, you know, it's not too far. So, you know.
No, you know what, though? Like, he seems to me like the biggest attention whore there is.
I know.
He's going to be courtside at Knicks games. He's going to be kind of like Broadway Joe a little bit.
I agree.
He's not going to be like Brett Favre.
He's a huge basketball fan. So 100%, we're going to be huge. We're going to be seeing him, you know, courtside at the Garden, and he's probably excited about that. And
it's a different world. It's a different world for him. Like, imagine going from Green Bay to, you know, this area.
I know.
It's a lot warmer.
He does live in LA in the off season, so it's not like he's like not used to like
metropolitan that's what I mean.
Areas. So, but yeah.
I think he likes that. You know
I think
mean?
He does.
He
yeah.
likes being around. Yeah.
I think he's gonna get rejuvenated because of it. I think we're gonna see a bounce back. I not that even he was even bad last year, but I think he's gonna be really good this year.
Yeah. No, I could see that. A little more pep and yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, praying.
Plus, with the guys that the Jets have, his job's going to be easy, right? As long as the line blocks for him, the receivers are there, the running back is there, the defense is going to be good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But I think it's time to transition over to, you know, speaking of sitting courtside at Knick games, let's talk about the hottest team, not named the Milwaukee Bucks, in the NBA.
Well, the Bucks lost one, right?
Oh, they did. They lost?
Yeah, they lost to Philly the other night.
All right, fuck it. Knicks, here we go. Hottest team in the league.
In sports. They're,
hit the damn music.
They're only up by two at the end of the third against the Hornets. Ah, so we'll see.
Yeah,
trap game. Yeah, trap game. But
10 in a row, and this is the best team that I have seen in a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, they haven't lost a – they've lost, what, two games since February 1st? And those like the two overtime games against the Lakers and the Clippers?
Portland?
And
Clippers, yeah.
Yeah. The Josh Hart acquisition, which, you know, we broke that news on this pod a month ago, and he's obviously undefeated with the team, and it just – talk about the missing piece. Jesus.
What a pickup.
I mean, what else could we say? And, you know, I don't know. There's just, yeah, it's a great time. And, you know, who's this guy? Colin whatever from CBS Sports. I mean.
Which one?
Remember he had the NBA power rankings that came out?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was Colin Coward.
No, it's Colin. I've never heard of the guy. He had the Knicks number one in the power rankings, which is like, what?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's calmed down, but yeah, it's good to
calm down.
Get some good mojo from the media.
Yeah, obviously.
Been a while.
Yeah, obviously the media is all over this. You know, usually it's negative for the Knicks, but now it's, you know, and of course, Kendrick Perkins, we'll get to him in a little bit, but he's like, I told y'all about the Knicks. And he's like, you know, saying Stephen A, like, you know, the Knicks fans don't want you back.
Oh, y'all. Yeah.
But
I just want them to get into that fourth spot.
Yes.
Lock that down so that they can have
the home court.
Yeah. What? I mean, realistically, I don't think this team can win a championship. I would like them to win one playoff series. Make a little noise. Maybe give somebody hell in the second round. But I'm extremely... our team is so likable. And I'm just like... I'm proud of the team. They work hard. They bust their ass on defense. They play every game. It's not like other teams that there's like load management going on or whatever. Like Julius Randle has played every game, you know?
Yeah.
And...
yeah.
Yeah. It's a real
is at the game.
Ooh, I love her. Nice.
Yeah.
No, but you said it with the load, because I want to talk about the load management. I think ratings are down, you know, NBA, and I think a big reason probably is the load management factor. It's like a negative stain on the league, but the Knicks are kind of like a breath of fresh air, right? Julius Randle had some comments recently that, you know, that's just not in his DNA, or I don't know what he said exactly, but basically saying, like, we're not, you know, I'm not doing that, you know, we're not doing that. And these guys play all the time. I think Randle and Barrett, like, consistently the last 3 years have, like, led the league in, like, minutes played, which, you know, could be a negative thing, but they never get really injured. Quickly played how many minutes the other night? It was, like, an insane amount.
52.
Yeah, 52 minutes. The guy, I mean, I think he'd probably be a great marathon runner. He's got the body for it. And the energy. It's just, yeah, it's nice. They all love each other, you know, like it's really nice. And listen, I am gonna, I'm, you know, as a leader, I lead from the front. I am willing to take accountability and admit I was wrong about Tom Thibodeau and Julius Randle. I'm sorry. I'm publicly apologizing. I'm putting it on wax, putting it on record.
Wait for the end of the first round?
Yeah, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see.
Before we start doing that.
Even if they lose, though, I just everything Randle's been doing and saying, I just, you know, maybe I was too hard on him. Thibodeau, even if he has these guys believing and playing hard, and that's all you really want, right? I mean, he's got the rotation right. you know, the nine-man rotation, it's working perfectly. And again, maybe Josh Hart was the missing piece, but yeah, no, I'm all in on them now, on those two guys.
Well, to be fair, I think 75% of Knicks fans had the same belief about Thibodeau and Randall.
Definitely.
A lot,
definitely.
Yeah.
A huge thing is I really do think getting Jalen Brunson here, he's having – and I always felt that when they got him, I was like, maybe he could be this – our version of Steve Nash when he left Dallas and went to Phoenix, right? And I think he's elevated everybody's game.
Absolutely.
And for sure.
Yeah.
It's a calming influence. He's just
true
leader. How many point guards in the NBA or in the East right now are better than Jalen Brunson?
Whew.
Not a lot.
Yeah, he's playing.
Halliburton.
A handful, maybe.
Maybe Halliburton, but I'm taking Brunson over Halliburton.
Yeah.
Right now,
Yeah. Like
Halliburton might do like some more things that you're like, wow, like that was an amazing play. Like no one can do that. Like
probably a better passer.
Yeah. But just like as a steady player to have a clutch shot, like he could score from all three levels, getting in mid range at the hoop, threes. He's just, Brunson's different. You can't guard him one on one. He gets a shot anytime he wants.
Elite one on one player. Yeah, 100%. And could he be like the first? Has a player ever made like an All NBA team without making a play All Star game? That's probably happened, right?
It's a good question. Probably.
I think Lillard did that a few years ago.
Okay.
Like he didn't make the All Star team, and like he averaged like 40 a game for like 2 months.
Yeah, I think Beal led the league in scoring a few years ago and didn't make the All Star team. So yeah, it happens. No, Brunson's definitely in play to make. And Paul, you brought up a point, and I laughed at it, but then I like really thought about it, especially after these last few games, about Randall being a first team all NBA player. Is that
he won't, but it's not so crazy to think.
It's really not.
It's like it would have to be it's so tough though, because they'd be
I don't think it is possible, because I don't think he would get it over Giannis.
Tatum or Giannis.
Yeah, Tatum really. And Giannis, Joker are automatic, those three, right? So who are the other two? Obviously, it has to go by position. So
I mean, it goes center. It's by position, right? So it's center, forward, guard. So, like, Jokic might not be a lock, only because maybe Embiid might, you know, there's going to be people voting for Embiid. I think Jokic will be the guy, but Embiid might get some love there.
Okay.
And then at forward, Giannis Tatum, that feels like a lock.
And then who do you put at the guards? Luka, I guess. Obviously, right?
Luka and
who's the other guard?
Maybe Lillard, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're missing somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely missing.
But either regardless, I guess Randall wouldn't get that first team. But yeah, second team's definitely in play. 100%. Yeah, which he made.
Which he made 2 years ago. Player.
Yeah, he made it 2 years ago. I mean, so it's not, you know.
The thing, though, I wonder about the Knicks is, say, you know, how this all plays out is they win one first-round series, they go, like, six or seven games, but they win. Second round, let's just say they get knocked out, right? Great season, you surpassed everybody's expectations. How do you take the next step? Like, what do you do to elevate so that you're now in the top six teams in the NBA competing for a championship?
At this stage, I mean, Randall's a legit star. Brunson's a star.
Yeah.
In my mind. You know, you need to keep on having these guys improve, like Quickly and Barrett.
Yeah.
Quickly took a huge step. If Quickly takes another step and Mitch takes another step and RJ, and then you put like some, you know, veteran role players around, then you're right there. You're right there.
I think I'm more optimistic about the Knicks bigger picture than this year, because I look at this year and like when you say talk about taking the next step, I think like when you think about the way the NBA is and the way guys ask out, like I look at the Knicks and they're like they're at the very front of the line, like way ahead of everybody else, because they have a winning situation and they have like so many assets now because of all their picks. And then like I know you're looking at Quickly as like, oh man, I really like Quickly, but like to me, I look at Quickly and I'm like, this guy is gonna be like a huge, like if you want to go get like Joel Embiid after Harden leaves, like Quickly's gonna be like a huge asset like in that trade. So I think it's only a matter of time now. Like we talked about it last year and the year before. We always talk about this with the Knicks, but like it's only a matter of time now before the Knicks get one of these like top 10 players, and that's how they'll make the next step. This year, like, yeah, like it's a good year. They're winning a lot of games, but like I definitely like I'm not gonna be surprised if they lose to Cleveland in round one. You know what I mean? So like they could win that series. They'll probably, you know, like I think they have a second round ceiling, but like going forward, like next year, I think they're gonna be right in the mix for Embiid and Towns, and I think they're gonna get one of these guys for sure.
Oh man, Embiid here!
Oh my goodness, yeah, I could see Embiid for sure. I could see Towns too, but you know, I could see Towns on your team, Adam.
Yeah. I don't know.
But one of those two guys, you know, if not both, could be in New York, in the New York metropolitan area next season. Yeah, no, they're definitely in an amazing position. Obviously, they're becoming an attractive place, and finally. And you know what? Like, I think a big reason why NBA ratings are down so much, and you know, have kind of like, you know, over the years have kind of been down more so than usual. I mean, I don't know what decade or years it was like really strong and high, but I think the Knicks being so bad for the last two decades has a lot to do with that. I think the NBA needs New York. They need its biggest market. They need its most valuable franchise. So I'm curious to see if the Knicks are going to be like on a, like, if they're going to be like a serious team now for the next, you know, I don't know, 5-10 years. I'm curious to see how ratings go and the league kind of goes from there. It should be interesting.
I mean, they should be. There's no reason for them never to be.
Never to be what?
With how bad, like, bottom dweller. They shouldn't. They should always be in the mix.
Right. I'm just saying, like, I feel like the league has suffered because of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll kind of see where that goes. But yeah, no, it's a fun time. Adam, I do agree they could easily just lose in the first round, but I also think they could probably beat any team in the playoffs except for the Bucks. I just don't see it. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see them play them. I think they're done playing them for the year. So we're not going to be able to like see this current Knicks team against the Bucks in the regular season. So
It's crazy. Like, where do you see a weakness with the Knicks team? Like, what's one thing they don't do well?
Move the ball around. I think they still do too much ISO. I think they're like one of the top teams in the league in ISO. I think it's still a lot of that going on. That would be for me.
Yeah, that kind of scares me a little bit. The ISO stuff. Whenever I watch them,
yeah,
like in a playoff series, like I know like a lot of times it gets down to that, so it kind of helped them in a way. But like, definitely the ball gets sticky.
Yeah. Well, Paul, what do you think?
That's probably one of them. But outside of that, position wise, and they can do everything. They have shooters. They have wing defenders. They have a big man, scores, threes, good foul shooting. There's really not much that they don't have.
There's not much. Yeah, Juice, what do you think? If you had to pick a weakness.
Yeah, there's still some ISO, but some of it is good ISO. Like, I don't mind when Jalen Brunson's on ISO.
Oh, I don't mind at all. Yeah, Randall's
when
sometimes.
Julian's on it, it's a problem. Yeah. It's a problem. But I don't know. I'm still, like, I still think that when it gets close towards the end, for whatever reason, they can't hit free throws. They miss tons of free throws, so maybe that.
Yeah, too.
But they're deep.
They're deep. What is?
Yeah, they do have a lot of depth for sure.
What is Quickly's? Obviously, we love Quickly. What is his ceiling? I mean, I know we were kind of saying Lou Williams, but like
Lou Williams. But I think
I think better. I think better. Higher. Yeah, because it's the defense.
The defense. He's a defender. He's a two-way player.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even know if I'd want to like deal him for like an Embiid. I'd deal an RJ. You'd probably have to deal Mitch. You know, obviously that's fine because Embiid's an elite defender, so it's not like you're missing too much there. But, yeah, right. You do like do like Mitch, RJ, couple firsts. Would that get it done?
It's hard to land one of these guys without giving up one of your like your best asset. You know what I mean? Like the same. Like if you want to go back to the summer, like the Suns were like, we're not trading Mikal Bridges. Like, but eventually, like, if you want Kevin Durant, like, you got to trade Mikal Bridges. Like, I think it's gonna go the same way with a guy with Embiid. Embiid level play. Like, maybe it's a different conversation for like Towns, right. But like for like Embiid, I think you got to do it.
Yeah. It's
also,
gonna be...
can we figure out one thing when we're all together talking right now? These picks, right? The draft picks, the conveying of them. I think I've asked it 1,000 times because, like, the Knicks in the future, like they, like right, like the Knicks have all these picks, right? But two of them are this year. They're gonna get the Dallas one, but I think they also have Washington and Josh. Is there another team that they have this year too?
No. So what it was they had their own. They sent that.
They traded that.
That was part of the Josh Hart deal. Now you have Washington's. But Washington's is protected, right?
Top 14, so, I saw. Yeah, top 14.
Washington has to essentially be a playoff team for us to get the pick. Otherwise, they hang on to it. It's theirs. And then we have Dallas's pick from the Porzingis trade still. But this is that's you know, we have it no matter what.
That'll get. But say the Washington one doesn't come to fruition. Like, they just lose out. They're terrible. Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Does it go to the next year, the same protection, or does it go to like a top 10 protection?
No, I think it's gone.
It's gone?
Yeah, you don't get anything.
It just disappears?
Jeez.
Yeah. It's just a 2023 protected pick. It's not
what is that from? Like, what trade was that?
It was one of their like 15 deals that they did in the draft night.
Draft night, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I need a MIT degree to understand what the stuff that they did. They traded with Oklahoma City. They traded with Detroit. They traded with Charlotte. It's a whole bevy of.
Ended up being worth it. So.
A lot of these picks are like really like Fugazi. They really are not.
Yes. There. Yes. It's all headlines. It's all fake. So like some of the deals that you read, like I forgot at the trade deadline, someone got traded, right? And we were laughing in the beginning because it was like 4 second rounders. But the ones that you see, they're like, you know, that's what it was. OG Anunoby, right? They were saying 3 first rounders. But everyone's like, who the hell would trade 3 first rounders for OG Anunoby? But that's just the headline. When you read into it, like, 2 of those picks are, like, very heavily protected that it would never even happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're from, like, another team. It's, like, getting rerouted.
Yeah, so it's very misleading.
100%. Yeah.
Interesting, because I saw one article, like, if the top 14 for Washington, right? Then it rolls over to, like, it gets less and less. Then it becomes a top 10. Then it becomes a top 5, and then it becomes like a top 1, because they showed LeBron when he got drafted. That's like one team got screwed by like an unprotected pick or something
It was it was Memphis.
Yeah. Right.
So that Memphis pick that was an Otis Thorpe deal, I think.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
And that trade that went to Detroit, and Detroit had the second pick, and they took Darko. They should have taken Melo, but they took Darko. Yeah, I don't see like that.
So weird.
That's a specific, I think, the way they structured that trade. That's what it was. But nobody does those deals anymore because you just get killed.
You get killed, yeah.
Damn.
So the Knicks really don't have these picks then.
Well, we traded ours. We have Dallas's, and then you just have to root for Washington.
Washington,
but probably not.
Keep winning.
Yeah, when I read these, I was like, we don't have these deals. We don't.
I wouldn't sleep on that Mavs pick. It might end up being pretty good.
Yeah. They're not looking.
That West is pretty loaded. Like, I have a feeling Dallas is going to end up in that play-in.
Like, mid. Get like a mid-team pick for Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the Nets a little bit.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bridges. Stud.
26-6-4 as a net, 50-50-90 from the floor.
Wow.
That's 50-90-90. That's
50-50-90.
How many guys have that in the NBA, you think? Like two?
I don't think it's ever been done. 50-50-90. I mean, it's like a very small sample, but
right. But like, what's his ceiling? I mean, is this going to be a perennial All Star? Like, is he like a guy now? Like the guy? Is he that type of player?
I really don't know. Like, I try to look back and look at some of the old wings that kind of developed late. Like I guess Jimmy Butler would be one.
Yeah.
Like Paul George was kind of a guy that kind of developed a little bit later. Jaylen Brown. That's kind of the group you're looking at of like wing players that developed late. And I think one of the things they have in common is when you're stuck on a team and you're not like the main option, it's just hard to really get looked. So I don't know. I don't know what his ceiling is. I don't think he's ever going to be like a number one guy, like on a championship team. But I think I definitely think right now, like I'd be if I had a star guy, like say, if Kevin Durant was still here and the number two was Bridges, I'd feel pretty good. The defense is great. He's played 82 games every year. He's on pace to play 83 this year.
Wow.
Because of the trade. And I mean, he guards full court all game, which is crazy. Like his cardio is insane. So I don't know. I think they got better than what they thought they were going to get with this trade as far as Bridges goes. So
yeah, I'm super jealous. I mean, if he was on the Knicks right now, fucking Kevin Knox, if he was on the Knicks right now, I mean, then I'd be like, oh my, like I think we're a legit like contender, like you know,
yeah.
But he's not. He's on the Nets, and you should be excited about that. Now, are they a playoff? Are they a playing team? Or are they straight up? They're gonna keep that sixth seed.
I mean, if they win tonight, which they're up big. They'll be 3-4 since the break. I said 12-12 will get them to 47 wins after the break, so it'll be 3-4. So that's almost 500. I think flip a coin. Honestly, like they might finish in that sixth hole. They started off 0-4. This will be the third in a row. Like. I think they're getting better each game because they came out of the break and it was like these guys never even met. So I think that getting better each game, figuring things out. Cam Johnson also much better than I thought, by the way.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have a decision with him because he's a restricted free agent. I think he's gonna be.
I always liked him.
Yeah, I was kind of like I thought he was kind of yeah. I'm like okay, yeah, cool, Cam Johnson, but he's definitely better than I thought.
No, he's good. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think it's lining up pretty good for the Nets as far as the playoffs. But you know, I think it's probably 50-50 that they hold on to that sixth spot.
Okay. And then you know, I think they're probably in a pretty good position to go out and get someone in the offseason, like a star.
I think the Knicks are probably one, and the Nets are probably two or three on that list as far as like who's going to be the guy.
I hope they keep Sean Marks.
Yeah, I think they will. I think after they traded the stars, it was like kind of like they picked Marks. You know what I mean? They were like, okay, you're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes, I don't know, with these owners, they're like, you know, they went through so much, and it's not necessarily if the guy's good or bad. It's like, oh, we just sort of need a change. And I hope that that would be bad for the Nets because I think Sean Marks is really, really good.
Yeah, I think he's done a really good job in retooling. I think they got a lot back. Like, they're actually – they traded all their picks to Houston, but now if you look going forward, they're actually like over the next 8 years, they have like 10 picks. So they're actually ahead of the game with picks. And you know, that Sun situation, like obviously they're really good now, but you know, that could, you know, Katie's older, like we'll see how that plays out. So I think maybe at least one of those picks might be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. The Suns, they're another team. It's like a lot of pressure. Win now. They pretty much have what, two seasons this season and maybe one more. You know, Chris Paul doesn't have much left.
Is Ben Simmons going to retire?
Yeah, what's up?
So he's I don't think he's coming back this year for sure. And I'm pretty sure he's done as a Net. That would be my guess. I don't think he's going to retire. He's got too much money. He's got 2 years, 80 left after this year. So I think he's going to finish out that contract somewhere, just not in Brooklyn. But yeah, I don't really know. Like, there's a corner of Twitter that's like, hey, he's still – you know, this is a 16-month recovery from whatever injury he had, but I think he's cooked. I think it's more mental than anything else, and I think if he bounces back, it's not going to be with the Nets. It'll be with some other team.
Can you think of a bigger fall from – not that he was, like, you know, this winning – like, fall from grace, though, for a top-of-the-line player in the NBA so quickly?
2021, he was second team All NBA and runner up for Defensive Player of the Year.
And now he's like, he's literally about to.
And now he's, yeah, now he's the worst player in the NBA. I'm
trying to think.
I think it comes down to he doesn't want to play basketball anymore.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and definitely. He's never been in. Yeah.
He's one of those guys that he's God given talent, athleticism, has everything, but doesn't want to play basketball. Like, just because you have those, you have the height, you have the strength, the speed, all that stuff, doesn't mean you have to do it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think he just doesn't want to play basketball.
I think the most telling thing with Ben Simmons is, like, the free throw shooting over 4 or 5 years has gotten worse. Like Nick Claxton, he goes 1 for 18 in that series against the Celtics, and he starts this year, he's shooting like 45%. He's like, he shot like 70% in February from the line. So, like if you keep working at it, you can get better. I'm not saying he's a good free throw shooter, but you keep working at it, eventually he could become, like, not a complete liability. And Simmons just got worse. Like, that to me is the most telling thing. Like, this guy just doesn't work.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't seem like he's a type. It's like, oh, let me go, you know, shoot, like, you know, some jumpers at the gym on my off day or, like, train or do anything. Like, he's just, he'd probably rather, you know, go on a date or, like, play video games or, you know, do whatever he does.
I think I've seen more things on him on Twitter about him going on dates or playing video games than anything like basketball related, right? Yeah. You never
What's see he like that. He a, know, Fortnite, a Fortnite, game, Fortnite player?
Yeah, big time. Yep. Yeah.
And I don't know why all these beautiful women want to date him. He's a scrub.
I know, for real. What the fuck? Well, I mean,
yeah, they obviously don't watch basketball.
Yeah,
like, the accent.
Kendall left his ass. Yeah.
They should be dating Emmanuel quickly.
Yeah, I think he's the next Bachelor. Another player who we could be seeing fall from grace, so to speak, Ja Morant.
Ooh, Demetrius.
Aaron. You went to Crestwood. Yeah. That's a private school. I love that video. Hilarious.
Yeah, that video is really great.
Whoever put that together, yeah, it deserves an Emmy or something. What's crazy is if they find out he had a gun on the plane, he suspended 50 games. 50.
Oh, well, I saw that, yeah.
Why? Like, you have to have proof that happened. How are they going to get that?
I guess they're going to have to strong arm some people on the team, right?
I don't know. Like, I saw that the police were investigating it.
Yeah,
because he had pictures of the gun in the strip club. That's bad. But yeah, the thing on the plane. I mean, forget about the suspension. I think it's illegal. Like, he would have lawsuit against him. You know what I mean? A criminal charge.
Oh, yeah, this could be really bad. What happened to, what's-his-face, Gilbert Arenas, when he had the gun in the locker room?
I think he got 50.
Yeah.
I think he got a year.
I thought he got a year, actually.
Maybe it was a year.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is probably the best you can compare it to, right? They were two, like, all-NBA players, kind of, like, in their prime. Well, Josh hasn't even entered his prime yet, but... You know, like...
Yeah, I think Josh's probably ahead of where Arenas was, no?
Oh yeah,
the Knicks are gonna lose.
Oh, what's happening? I don't have a TV in here.
They're about to be down by three, like two and a half minutes left.
Oh, come on, they can't lose this game at home.
They were up by 15. They were up by 15 too.
Heading into a West Coast trip, they can't lose this game.
Yeah, they kind of took it easy.
Fuck.
But with the thing with John Morant too is I heard Steven Adams had like a players only meeting where he was just talking about, like, the behavior of Ja Morant. He kind of called him out. And then...
Crikey! Like,
right Adam, you got to do the impression.
Crikey! Ja with the bloody gun. You can't.
He actually... He's from... what is he from? New Zealand, right?
Like, yeah, I think he's a Kiwi.
He's a Kiwi. And he actually talks pretty... Yeah. He's like, eh. Hey, mate. Like, he talks, like, really kind of like... You know, you. I don't know if he talks like you think he does. Like,
okay.
He's like this big brawly guy. If you ever see him in like interviews, he's very soft spoken. But who knows? Yeah, maybe
I figured he'd be like Crocodile Dundee.
Right. You never know. Maybe he has that side to him. But yeah, this is bizarre. Like, I mean, this guy had you have it all, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, I just don't get it. I don't get how these guys like John Wall, he's another example, right? Throwing up gang signs and like, you know.
It's so
Paul
funny
Pierce, that, you know.
You have like Skip Bayless talking about the Crips. Sharp. And it's just like, you know, one of these things, everybody has their 2 cents and their opinion. Like I heard Stephen A. talking about, I've been around Allen Iverson for so many years and he was surrounded with people that he shouldn't have been hanging out with and he's overcome this and that. The whole thing is bizarre. The whole thing is so strange.
Yeah.
I think if they suspend him for 50 games, can I just put in a request that it starts opening day next year? Because like LeBron's already going to miss the playoffs maybe. Like Luka's probably going to be the play and he might miss the playoffs. I don't know. Can we get these stars in the playoffs?
No, I hear you.
Yo, this is the problem with the NBA. None of the players play.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they need to follow the Knicks example, you know?
Fucking Gordon Hayward.
Fucking play games. Oh, what's the update?
Down by two. 2 minutes.
Two minutes left.
Ooh, fine. We got good news, though. Turn it on. With these draft picks, I found a good website.
You got to the bottom of it?
I'm obsessed with it, yeah. So the Knicks, right? They own their own first pick. Like, for the Hart deal, it's top 14 protected. So they're going to have that.
Okay.
Oh, are you sure about that?
It says it here. It says own top 14 protected.
You know what? I thought that an unprotected one for Josh Hart was probably a little too high, no?
Yeah. But then it goes like, say, for 24. Washington.
I think it conveys. So, like, okay, if obviously they're not going to be in the bottom 14. So the first turns into like 4 seconds or something like that.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. I think I remember reading that actually.
This is like you need to.
But it shows for 24. Like we were talking about the Washington pick. If pick is not already settled from previous year, it's top 12 protected for 24.
Okay.
So like it keeps going and then it goes to like top 10 protected and then top 8 protected, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to have these picks, actually, which is good. So they can definitely make a trade with these picks.
Okay.
Interesting. Nick's down 5 with a minute to go. Looks like the streak is in jeopardy.
Ugh.
Out of all games to lose. I couldn't have lost the fucking Boston game.
You know what, though? No, I'd rather lose this game and beat those fucks in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, this game doesn't. In the grand scheme, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, this game, I actually prefer them to lose. The pressure of the streak, like, you know, sometimes it's not good.
I'm speaking clearly for my FanDuel balance.
Yeah, I got I put the game on. I got MSG Go on the laptop here. I mean, hey, minute left, down 5. You know, we'll see.
Just annoying. Are you guys believers in the Nuggets?
Oh yeah.
So I'm glad you brought them up. This whole Kendrick Perkins thing. Did you guys see him and JJ Redick go at it?
Yes. Uncomfortable.
Yep.
Very uncomfortable. And I'm glad Redick said it, obviously. I mean, let's be honest. I mean,
what did Perkins say exactly? Because that's the part I missed.
So he went on like a whole rant with Stephen A. just like a week prior or something like that. And basically saying that Joker, Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, when they won their MVPs, they weren't even like top 10 in scoring, or like basically saying that they won the awards because they were white. And it's rare to have star white players in the league, and the NBA really wanted, you know, to showcase, hey, look, we have good white players. So they just gave them the MVP because of that, or they only won because of that, right? Am I right in my assessment there?
I think that's kind of paraphrasing. Yeah, I think that's pretty much accurate.
Yeah. And Perkins was trying to... Was he trying to say that he wasn't saying that? It's like, dude, it was the most obvious shit ever. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, basically, J.J. Redick called him out on it.
Yes.
He was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Redick, he never shies away from saying
stuff. Oh, no, he's great. He's great. He's got a good podcast,
too. He's
very
confrontational.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't back down. Dude, he was the most hated player in college basketball.
Yeah, he definitely, like, you see him, like, letting out all this venom from Duke when he was getting, like, killed by fans.
They used to call him JJ Faggot. Like, I mean, chant that at games. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah, he's heard it all. So, yeah, no, I'm glad he said it. And, you know, ESPN is crazy woke. You know, someone kind of needed to say it, so happy he did. Obviously, like Stephen A., Molly, they're like all uncomfortable, and so, I don't know who else was there. But
the thing is, the 1 year Nash should have won it. I think that first year he got it, but the second year, you could argue that Kobe should have got it. But the thing is, the Lakers were the eighth seed, so you're going to give the MVP to a team that was the eighth seed that year.
Yeah, it was a crime that Kobe only won one MVP in his career.
Yeah, and then Dirk definitely deserved it that year. They were the number one seed.
100%. Yeah, 100%. There's no debating that. Should Joker have won, you know? He was fouled. Oh, Randall, there we go.
The craziest part of this whole thing is Jokic is on record saying he doesn't want the MVP this year. He's like, please don't vote for me. I just want to win.
Yeah.
So maybe they just vote for him.
Yeah, I think at this point, I mean, who is the front runner? Is it Tatum? Is it Embiid? I mean, I don't even know who's.
No, Jokic is like a heavy favorite.
So Joker's still the favorite, not Giannis or any? Jesus.
Yeah, no, Joker's the favorite.
If they have the number one record in the entire NBA, then it's got to be Joker.
I guess, yeah. Three in a row, that's insane.
I've heard that.
I mean, you could ask a lot of casual fans. They wouldn't even know who he is.
Right? He's averaging a triple-double. He's shooting like 60% from the field. He's averaging more assists per game, I think, than any center of all time this year. So, like, there's a couple, like, his number's, like, really crazy.
No, I get it.
He wouldn't pass the girlfriend test, for sure.
No, no way. No chance. Oh, wait, I got some Jokic stats for you. Ready?
Yeah, sure.
So, 25, 12, and 10, 70% true shooting. 63, 40, 82 is his slash line.
Jesus.
Below 50%, only once this year from the field. Most assists per game by a center ever. He leads the NBA in plus minus. He leads the NBA in triple doubles. They're 25-0 when he gets a triple double, and he's the only player in the NBA with 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, and 500 assists.
Yeah, I think you kind of got to give it to him.
Yeah, it's undeniable. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. And you know what?
I was going to say, I watched him Christmas Day, and he had that monster game. They were the 10-30 game, and he was like Will Chamberlain out there. He was really impressive to watch.
Yeah. I fucking hate Kelly.
I think he's got a lot riding on this playoffs, you know? Because, like, if they get knocked out in the second round, no one's going to take him seriously for a while, you know? It's going to be hard to shake this.
And I think Denver, you really got to look at the roster and figure out what the hell you need to do to – A, get back to the first seed, and how do you be for real?
Gotta hope they're healthy too. You know, Murray and Porter Jr.
And Aaron Gordon's been playing well too.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Got Bobby Shmurda on the team.
yep. Reggie
they're
Jackson.
Fun. They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
I like that team.
I would like to root for them over, like, Phoenix or Dallas or...
Oh, yeah, 100%. Or the Lakers or, yeah, of course.
Or Lakers.
Yeah, or the Clippers. Yeah, there's a lot of teams I hate in the West.
You guys think of the Suns so far? You think they're going to just kill everybody or...?
No, I think something's going to happen. Chris Paul's going to get COVID or get hurt again and be out. And then, I don't know. It's going to be Booker and Durant going back. I don't know. I just...
They looked really good offensively a couple nights ago.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It's tough for me to see it. I feel like Durant's going to go down as like obviously an all time great, but like I could just see his only championships being with that amazing Warriors team, and that's it. I don't know.
I feel like if they don't get hurt, that they might be like unbeatable in a series. Like if Chris Paul's healthy,
yeah. If they're fully, yeah.
All the guys stay healthy, and you know Kevin Durant doesn't land on someone's ankle. Like I don't know. I just look at them. And I'm like, who's beating them four times in seven games? Like it's just hard to imagine.
Yeah, as much as I don't like Booker, he's really good.
And Durant always, I feel like, hits another level. Like he looks awesome right now, and then you wait when he gets to the playoffs, he could just go nuclear and just go crazy. He's shown like spurts of that. In the season.
He's 20-2 in his last 22 games played, if you go back to the Nets.
Yeah.
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 that?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, the Nuggets are good, but like unproven. And then after that, it's like, I don't know. Memphis, Ja might be out of there. You know, you got to watch out for the Warriors, too.
Yeah, they're healthy.
The streak is dead, guys, just like The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm watching. This. I shouldn't be pissed, but like I am. Like, you lost to one of the worst teams in the league at home. Come on. Like,
Listen, I don't mind it. I'm just like, listen, I just only care that everybody's healthy. Just everybody stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Brunson either.
No Brunson. And they do have a tough. They probably were just looking ahead to that West Coast trip and, you know, not going to be
you
easy.
You know what? I just thought of it now. If we're the fifth seed and we're on the road, might not be bad either.
No, I know.
Suck at the Garden.
Knicks are awesome road team. Yeah, no, they're an awesome road team.
Yeah, I think they're better on the road. Yeah,
maybe it's better if we're the fifth seed.
Yeah, the crowd will be fucking insanity though in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so could change things.
Oh man, can't wait to see those videos.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We need to talk about Last of Us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, go. Gotta give the spoiler warning if anybody hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched, turn off the pod. but yeah, I think so. Last pod we did, the in person, I don't think any of you guys had started it yet. And now we're all caught up.
Yep.
Everyone's caught up. Jeez, this past episode was fucking brutal. I mean, every episode's pretty brutal, but this one was really dark. Like, really dark.
This was like so the people that have played the video game, I think the whole season, they're waiting for this episode.
Really?
Because this was the most villainous character and like the climax of the video game.
He reminded me of Buffalo Bob. Or Buffalo Bill, I should say. Sorry, from Silence.
What was
Lips.
That actor from? He looked familiar.
He was from, I want to say, one of the True Detectives.
Yes, True Detective 2, the second one, right?
He was from one of them. He definitely looked familiar. And I was like, it's got to be an HBO show because they normally recast a lot of the same guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost positive he's from True Detective. I'm not sure what season. I have no idea.
I think it was the second one. I think you're right. He looked familiar.
So, if you played the game, like everybody was waiting for this guy and like this story.
Sick fuck. Jesus. <Yeah. laughs> I mean, just
I can't believe this was a game.
So I've been sending like the clips where they match the scenes to the game, and it's exact. Everything's exactly.
Yeah, really.
Even
cool.
A lot of the words are the same. Like everything, but yeah, it's. I didn't realize because I didn't play this game for, I think the game came out in 2012 or 13 and it did win like game of the year, but
yeah, like 10 years ago,
game, like 10 years ago, this is like pretty crazy storyline and everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, actually that guy who I forget his name, but he was one of the guys who was like that crazy guy's like right-hand man. He does the voice of Joel in the video game.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. So not the main villain in the last episode, but the other guy that he was with, who was like his sidekick.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
When you play the video game, who are you playing as? Joel or the other
Joel and Ellie.
Both. Joel and Ellie.
Okay. Both, okay.
So I guess you're Ellie, you're Ellie, in that episode, you play Ellie, because obviously Joel is, you know, practically dying.
Yes, but like it goes to the scene where, you know, when Joel like wakes up all of a sudden and he's like fucking shit up again.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're Joel torturing those guys.
Okay.
And the whole scene, how about the whole scene where he puts the knife in his mouth and he's like, show me on the map. That's all like from the Adam. I'll send you all these clips. They're like from the game. It's sick.
Yeah, that was pretty gangster.
Yeah. Yeah. Joel. Pedro Pascal is just an amazing actor. Because if you see this guy in real life, Pedro Pascal, the way he talks and dresses, he's kind of flamboyant a little bit. And
very.
Yes. And his character in this show, and even in Narcos, I guess, is fucking badass.
Is he gay?
He might be. I don't know if he actually is a gay, but...
his SNL skits, like, really flamboyant and out there. And,
yeah,
yeah.
And he's kind of like that, because I've been watching some interviews and stuff. But like in that show, I mean, he is just so fucking badass and hardcore. He plays it perfectly, and it's just, oh man, such a brutal show. I mean, every episode is just like,
Let me ask you guys this: did you know that they were eating what they were eating?
It took me a second.
Because like in the beginning, I think there's a scene where they're cooking, and the lady's like, "Oh, what are we having tonight?" And he paused
venison.
For a while.
And he's like, "Venison."
And he said, "Venison." And I was like, "Oh shit, it's not venison."
Yeah, and like there was all these things, like you know the daughter of like the guy who got killed in the prior episode or two episodes prior. It's like, are we gonna bury him? And he's like, oh no, it's too cold to dig. And it's like, oh, we're gonna be eating him.
Yeah.
Oh, just everyone's so starving, and it's just like at that point, I'd rather just either just kill myself or fucking get infected. Like, I mean, Jesus, what a terrible way to live.
They didn't know.
That's true, but it's just, oh, they're all like eating it so. Oh, man.
Disgusting.
It's just, yeah, it's just such a hard show to watch. Like,
would you ever try human? Like, if you went to a restaurant and it was like,
no,
a
I know you would, but
that's probably, yeah, it's probably what like billionaires do, you know, billionaire cannibals.
It's probably yeah. Daniel Dills is doing now. He's got a fucking bag full of money.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, oh, I want to eat a human.
He's definitely eating that bird. You got birds from billions, we got like cover your head.
Ortolan, or whatever.
Yeah, he's definitely eating that.
That's what they do at, yeah. So they do at Davos and Epstein Island. They eat humans. Yeah, so pretty standard. But yeah, it's. Do you guys have a? I mean, we got the finale Sunday. Do you guys have a favorite episode?
It's the finale.
Yeah, finale Sunday. Yeah. 9 episodes.
Favorite episode.
What's good is before you say about the favorite episode, because you mentioned the finale, they do have a part two. So the script is already written, and they'll probably bang that out quick, like filming it wise. So we'll get a season two quickly.
Hopefully.
And I think the video game, they're deciding whether they have a story for a third video game. So I don't know. I just think we'll probably get a season.
Yeah, that would be great. But yeah,
what was your favorite episode?
Frank and Bill.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that was good.
That was great.
Good love story.
What I want to know about that episode, how did
Joel find them?
No, how did what's his face end up in that hole? Which one is it, Frank or Bill? I forget who's who.
Oh, Frank.
I think he was just looking, like they were roaming, and he fell into the trap.
Oh, he fell into a trap. So Bill had something laid out there, like a tarp or something.
Yeah, and he fell into.
He fell into it. Okay, because I'm like wondering. I'm like, he was just like in that hole. Like, why was he, like, in there? Or was he hiding? I never really kind of knew. But, yeah, that episode was interesting. Obviously, they went off and, you know, they went off kind of, like, the script, so to speak. I don't think you can play Frank and Bill in the video game. That would be interesting.
No, but, so, in the video game, they actually, so that was controversial. In the video game, they allude to those guys being partners. And, you know, at the end, Bill leaves a note for Joel. That's not really how it ended. In the video game, Frank goes off and he hangs himself in the garage. And he leaves a note. But in the note, he's like a dick to Bill. Like he's like a jerk and he's kind of like making joke. Yeah, it was like a weird way to do it. And a lot of people were upset because it's like the first time you have this gay, like he's gay couple, right? And one hangs himself, and like the note was really insensitive and like kind of terrible.
Yeah.
So when these guys got it for the show, they're like, we could rewrite this a little bit and make it a really good story. And they killed it. They did really well.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's hard for me to pick a favorite episode. I don't even know why I asked that question, but like, it's just. It's tough, and it's one of those shows that really makes you think, like, you know, obviously cordyceps or whatever it's called. I mean, you know, I don't think that's possible. I don't want to say that because then it probably will happen. But
they should have never left Jackson Hole.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you. I was about to bring that up.
That place was heaven.
His brother. I understood like why they left Frank and Bills, because they were so safe there. They had like everything they needed, because he wanted to go find his brother.
Right.
He found his brother. He's at the coolest freaking place ever.
Best place on earth.
He's like, yeah, you know, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
They had Christmas trees and bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liquor.
I mean, everything you need. But I get it. Like, Ellie obviously is special. You know, she can't get infected, or she is infected, but she's not infected. I don't know what it is. But they're thinking that her blood could be used for a vaccine or a cure or some bullshit, right? So, like, I don't know. I guess Joel's pretty adamant about that, about finding that, right? I mean, he's made it this long. It's like, may as well make my time on this planet, you know, somewhat useful.
Yeah, I guess he lost everything, so like that's like his purpose.
His purpose, exactly. And it really is kind of like a beautiful story. I mean, he loses his daughter. First episode, it's awful. 20 years later,
that's actually my favorite episode.
The first episode,
only because like I went into the series with like I'm like, all right, I'll check this out, whatever, video game.
Yeah,
and then like I was like, oh wow, this is fucking insane.
Yeah, it's yeah. Yeah, that first episode. Yeah, the first episode is like insanely intense. So it's like right off the bat, you're like, holy shit. Second episode, intense. Third episode, Frank and Bill, but you know. What are you saying?
I wish they eased into it a little bit more to see like the beginnings of it. It went from like beautiful day in Austin to like insane shit.
But that's how it
went away.
That's it happened, right? And then was episode two they show in. Is it Vietnam or Cambodia? Where are they? They're somewhere in East Asia. And that woman doctor, she's like, blow up the city.
Yeah, I think that might be my favorite episode.
The second part? Yeah.
Because that's also the episode where you first see the clickers.
Oh, right. And then where Tess dies.
What's the clicker again? They can't see?
Yeah.
They can only hear, right?
Yeah, that they have the weird head or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, what was it? The episode in Kansas City with the, well, I guess there's two episodes. Was it the bloater, they call it? That big fucking... Yeah,
Trump.
Wait, what?
Looks like Trump.
Wait, what? Oh, people were saying that?
No, I just said it. The bloater looks like Trump.
Oh, he looked like Trump. yeah, and I guess a bloater, it becomes that way because it's usually, I guess, the older, the longer it's been infected, the more you, I guess, become that. Something like that.
So eventually the whole world is going to be a bunch of bloaters?
Exactly. Like, unless, you know, they die off. But yeah, all those infected, I guess, eventually become bloaters. I don't know. I read that somewhere. But
yeah, I guess I don't really...
Would be like bloater on bloater crime or no?
I don't know. Who knows?
I guess I don't understand the infected. I have to read more about it, but how they live for so long and like how they don't just die off and... Like, because remember when the truck hit the ground and then it, like, opened up?
Yeah.
Where they were.
And they all came out, yeah.
How are they still alive down there?
So, I guess, infected, once you're infected, like, you just don't die. Like, unless, you know, someone, you know, shoots or stabs you or blows you up or whatever. But that's a good question, yeah. Like, they just live forever? Like, that's it?
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta look that up.
Like, Mikhail with another 30, by the way. Off topic.
Wow. What a beast.
He is a beast. But yeah, it's you know, and it's you know, it's a great show. I mean, you know, the end of season, you know, episode 8, you know, it kind of like Joel, you know, grabbing Ellie at the end there, and it's like, you know, now he's like got his daughter again, almost, so to speak. And you know, we're being set up for something really sad, obviously. Every episode there's something. Someone's gonna die or get infected or whatever, but I guess it's gonna be a season 2, so you know, maybe not until then. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Every episode is really good, though.
Every episode, highly rated. Yeah, not every episode's really good. Yeah, there's just been some brutal stuff. I mean, with the two brothers in Kansas City, you know, the deaf kid, you know, the deaf brother getting, I mean, that was
a tough one.
That was tough. Yeah. And the filming, so they've been filming, they filmed in Calgary and Edmonton. So like Kansas City, that like wasn't Kansas City. That was like Calgary or something. And it was like,
oh, Canada.
Okay. Yeah. And it was like free. It was really like that, like, you know, freezing cold. And
wait, was Jackson Hole really Jackson Hole?
No, they were in like Edmonton or Calgary, wow, or one of these. Yeah. Everything's filmed in Canada. You know, Boston, all that. So, but yeah, pretty awesome show. The finale is going to be a wild one, I'm sure. And, yeah, we'll see what happens. So,
yeah, I'm happy I started it. I was hooked right away.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys got to like binge it. I've been watching like appointment television every Sunday. I can't wait for it. So it's going to suck once it's over. It's like, now what do I watch? But,
you can get into American Idol with us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's
American
true.
Idol. Very
American Idol.
Yeah, you guys
very
are
deep.
Big fans, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I got The Bachelor Monday nights. Hometown's next week.
I fell off.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good show. Are you guys following Vanderpump?
No, but I heard it's nuts. I watched the early seasons.
Okay, but you know what's going on right now?
Not now.
Oh, never mind. Sandoval and Raquel, forget it.
fucking Raquel, am I right?
Good thing the Knicks are good, I guess. all right, guys, anything else?
Who the Knicks play next game? What do they got?
Sacramento.
Oh, they're on the West Coast trip?
Yeah, in Sactown. They got Sacramento, I think Clippers one night, Lakers the next night. I think they play the Nuggies? Do they play the Nuggies, I think? Oh, Portland, I think.
The Nets are gonna catch them now.
Fuck.
We got a tough streak ourselves going after this. Schedule gets tough, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's gonna come down to the wire for sure.
Yeah.
But Mikhail's balling though. Give him that.
Yeah.
See if he can hold up.
Yeah. So
Is Ben at the games or no? Is he on the bench?
Yeah, he comes to the home games. I shouldn't say no. He comes to the home games, usually in a $20,000 outfit.
Fucking guy.
Unbelievable.
Chog Vaughn, best beard in the game.
Yeah.
I can get with that. Absolutely.
All right, Jerry's. Take it easy.
All right, guys. So, hopefully we see the Rogers tweet. Take care.
You think it's going to happen tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Tonight or tomorrow? It has to. Otherwise, it's like, what happened there? You know, why'd you fly out there? You know?
I think it'll be tomorrow. They'll have some breakfast in the morning, and then they'll all be, you know, in towels in a sauna and get the gym done.
Yeah. We'll get a sauna in. Yep. Get a soak. You know, get what's the other thing with the ice bath? Get an ice bath. You know, do
maybe they'll
that.
Get a shaman in there.
Get the shaman. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, here's to hoping. So, all right, guys. Take care.
By the way, St. Mary's getting absolutely drilled real quick. Sorry.
Oh, well. Something about Mary. All right, guys. Take care. Comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.